Welcome to Spark TO. Meet the speakers who are sparking conversation at Spark the Change Toronto. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Spark TO. This is the Spark the Change Toronto component of Across the Desk. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe. I always forget to introduce myself, so I'm going to do that. And I'm the host of Across the Desk podcast. It is my absolute pleasure for the second time to welcome Hazel van der Werken to Across the Desk. But this time we have a bit of a unique situation, which is very cool. Hazel is a part of the Spark the Change Toronto team. And we are here to sort of chat about how she came to be, and we'll see what happens. All kinds of stuff with Spark with this, because it's an interesting story. So welcome, Hazel.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Hazel came to Spark the Change Toronto in 2015, which was our very first Spark. We were at the Science Centre, and we had a second day at the Toronto Don Valley Hotel, which we don't talk about. And then... And it was very cool because Hazel came to the registration table, and you may notice after a little bit that Hazel's a bit of a foreigner. And I looked up at her and I said, that sounds like a Scottish accent. And she went, oh, you recognized it, because she actually speaks sketch, but we'll get into that in a second. So how did you find out about the 2015 Spark?
That's interesting. How did I find out about it? You know, I was new to Canada. So I guess I was doing a lot of searching around in terms of what was out there and what communities were out there that, you know, were interesting for me and engaging for me. And I think at the time I had come across a group in outside Toronto, which was Silicon Halton, which is a group of kind of tech community people. And on their website, they had that advertised for Spark the Change. So I got on there and had a look and was very attracted to the messaging and what was going to be talked to in terms of the themes. And that's where I thought, well, why not? Let's go for it. And it was definitely for me about being able to go out there and meet some cool folk and have some great conversation, because moving to Canada, I had realized very quickly that, you know, the network and the fantastic network that I had in Europe wasn't really going to be helping me to establish myself in Canada. So
we might be part of the Commonwealth, but not that.
So it was all about, you know, getting out there and pushing myself to go and find the right places and find the right people.
Mm-hmm. I've just realized, I'm just going to check something. So sorry, I'm pausing for, no, I'm on the right one. Sorry. Technology thing. So that was very cool. And that was our very first Spark. I think we can go back. The Spark the Change 2015 site is still available. And if you happen to visit sparkthechange.ca, which is our main site, our grand poobah Jason has included links to the previous Spark. So you can take a look. And we've created some videos that sort of highlight what we've done in the past. And we've been really fortunate that through attendees like Hazel, we end up with some amazing team members. And that's what ended up happening, which was very cool. We have a core team of 7 people, give or take on the year. And so 2016, Hazel came on board.
I did. Awesome. I remember I got I was on holiday. I was in Florida and I got an email, I think, from Jason saying, you know, did I want to be part of 2016? And I was like a little kid. It was very exciting. Like, and I'm like, oh, must, you know, there's not many Hazel van der Werkens in the world. So. So it must be me.
Yeah.
But yeah, was super excited. And there wasn't a question for me about whether it was, you know, think about it and whether there was time or whether it was just, yes, please sign me up now.
So give us a little bit about your background that makes something like Spark the Change, which is, it's practice agnostic, but it does, you know, talks about change management and agile and lean practices and all of those things. So tell us a little bit about your background that made an event like this appeal to you.
So there's been a lot of change, project management, agile management, But it all boils down to one thing. You're working in an organization, no matter how big or small that organization might be. And you know, things have to be shaken up now and again, and you have mm-hmm. to deal with people, and you have to deal with the fact that people are different. Everybody's different. And the culture,
all snowflakes.
The culture of that company. And so I've always been intrigued in terms of finding different ways to approach things, or finding different tools, or finding out how other people deal with issues that come along for work. And that transcribes to any role that you can take in an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really, for me, sparked the interest.
No pun
intended. So my background in terms of working in organizations, working with people, building up teams, managing teams and managing projects was, and the changes that come with those was led me all to seek out something like Spark the Change.
And it's intriguing because we've been really fortunate over the past, this will be our fourth year doing Spark the Change Toronto, that our attendees are so internationally diverse. I mean, this year we have one of our speakers is coming from India. We have speakers from across the US, from Canada. Where else do we have people coming in from this year? Is that it? That's our internet. Is that our global? We've got somebody coming from Finland. Do we not?
No, not this year.
Not this year. No. So in the past, we've had Finland, we've had Belgium, we've had quite a global presence.
Germany, yep.
Germany, yeah. And we've had one of the unique things with Hazel is that she began her working career in Scotland and then transitioned to the Netherlands. And you were mentioning we were at a Women in Tech, which we're going to talk about in a second, through Silicon Halton. And Hazel was mentioning she had the opportunity to work in Japan. And one of the things that we covered when I was chatting with Jason and Sue is the incredible diversity of background that the core team brings to the event, which I think plays a huge part in how funky and different the event ends up being.
Yeah. And I think it's also attributed to the fact that every one of those team members that are involved, we're so different. We're completely different that it collides in a nice way and brings out different ideas, different energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for me, it makes a big difference. So we're learning as a team as we go,
which is very cool. And yeah. I think one thing we can all mutually agree on, and I mean, if this is the first video that you're watching out of the series, or the first podcast you've listened to, or what have you, part of my background is in event planning, and I've done a ton of different events. And the Spark the Change Toronto conference is a really unique opportunity to try out ideas that most conferences wouldn't try, which is a shame. And I think one of the lessons that we all bring are the positive and negative experiences that we have at events. We all attend a ton of different events. And as Jason mentioned in his session on Across the Desk, this was born because he was tired of attending sucky events. And we work all really hard, every single member, to make sure that it's a really positive experience. And I think we're very lucky to have so many people who have international experience with events or local, however you want to put it. Our little melting pot is quite sparky.
It is. And it's that energy and that passion for learning and that passion for wanting to make a difference in organizations, and how can you equip people with those tools, those learnings to let them go out there and make the change in their own organization. So that's, for me, is just paramount. It's great.
One of the cool things with, so Hazel is the owner of Making Change Happen. And we haven't focused so far on everybody's businesses, but one of the cool things that Hazel brings to the table is that she's very passionate about providing a unique customer experience and identifying within organizations when that customer experience doesn't meet expectation. And so it's, I think you're absolutely right. We all have that focus and attention to detail, but having somebody with your skill set and your particular focus, I think adds another layer of things that we might miss when it comes down to making sure that the attendees have a seamless experience from beginning to end and have some stuff that might disrupt their normal thinking patterns in a positive way, which is, well, could be positive. I mean, I guess it depends on how open-minded you are. So I sent an idea to Jason that I'm hoping he'll take me up on, which involves tape on the floor and jumping around. So,
oh, I know. I saw.
Very excited. Yeah.
Teaser. You don't. Yeah, exactly. We're not telling you unless you come.
No. Well, there could be other jumping around. I'm hoping the other jumping around happens again, but I don't want to say too much.
No.
Otherwise. So if this is your first time listening to Spark the Change or Spark.io, I'm just going to give you a little teaser about what we do. So constructive connection, building a resilient organization through networking. In our increasingly volatile and ambiguous world, encouraging the best from employees is more important than ever. Spark is devoted to making your organization a dynamic, happy place to work, from delivering fast innovation to growing high-performing teams through inspiring leadership. This is the fourth year for Spark the Change in Canada. It started when a group of colleagues wanted a way to link people working for organizational change in different parts of the workplace. Now it's an international movement. We have to go to Scotland. With 2018 Spark events in London, the Netherlands, India, Australia, and Montreal, and of course, the Six. The Six of Toronto.
And Paris, I think, no?
Ooh, I think so.
We have Paris, yeah.
I don't know that they've... We'd have to check on that. Because the last I saw, there was some ambiguity about what was happening there. So don't book your plane to Paris yet. Have a look.
Well, I'd say book it because it's a great place.
I haven't been. The closest I've been is Paris, Ontario. I have to tell you, it does not compare. Not the same. There's a tower of some kind, but I believe it holds water and not happy croissants. So don't do that. Tell me one thing, Hazel, in your experience as an attendee that you got out of attending the very first Spark. No pressure.
No pressure. No, going right the way back. I came away with I don't know how many pages of nuggets of just little treasures in terms of things that you can do in your organization that each individual can do. And I think that's what I really appreciate about it. It always starts with one person. So these things are just the one thing you could take away as an individual and start that ball rolling. Mm-hmm. For me, I think the biggest thing that I took away from that first year's conference was pretty much around about the whole experimentation mindset. And yes. That place you have to be in order to go out there and think about, you know, what can we do to shake things up? What are the little experiments and making the little steps and thinking about them. So that mindset that you need, I think that was definitely the biggest key learning I took away from that.
Because we were in Carlos Oliveira's workshop together.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the it was our keynote from Doug Norton who talked about
yes.
the experimentation mindset and talked us through his experiences with that in organizations he'd been in. That for me was, and that set the whole pace and the whole conference for me in terms of opening up to what the possibilities were and what you could do with very little.
And we've been very fortunate. Hazel has a different experience than I do in that she's been able to sit through an entire Spark. I don't think I've ever been sat through components of Spark. But I was very fortunate in 2017 to be able to participate in some of the sessions. And let me tell you, I have no background in Agile, no background in change. I have some project management experience, but I mostly focus on small business communication and event planning and things like that. And I was overwhelmed with how much information. I mean, Adriana Girdler last year had me in tears within 10 minutes. And I can't even remember what hit it off, but I remember sitting there going, oh my God, that's so true. Oh my God. Like, and not in a touchy feely kind of way, but just in a, oh, I've thought that way before. And I always thought I was just a little off the beam and I was always stuck. So I'm sharing this because if you are an employee and you don't think this is your type of conference, or you think this is more for managers or higher ups or what have you, they're absolutely welcome to come. And we get all levels. We get from CEOs down, you know, HR managers and all within the hierarchy. But if you as an individual are within an organization and you're just constantly butting your head against the wall, which is what I did for 25 years, the opportunity to come to an event like this and see that there are other ways for your organization to operate and to know that your ideas are valid is, I hate this word, but it's hugely empowering and it's hugely liberating. And we had Sammy Pajou this year. And Sammy really, he dove into the experimentation mindset. And one of the mind-blowing things, which is so simple, but it's so true, that he shared was, there's no bad ideas, there's just bad experiments. Something along that line.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there. It's a good idea, it was just a bad experiment. So if your idea that you want to do within your organization didn't work that time, don't give up. That was an experiment. You tried it. What did you learn? And now go and try again. And that's what Spark is, I think, partly about, is giving people the skills and the abilities and the confidence to try again.
Yep.
You know, if you've been doing this to try and push your organization along a little bit and you've been hitting some roadblocks, come and meet us, crazy people. Exactly.
And it opens up. So apart from the learnings and the learnings and the sharing that we put a lot of emphasis on, it's also you get to meet other people that are in similar situations as you, that, you know, might have the same kind of challenges.
Yeah.
Or, you know, are able to, you know, help grow your network in some way in terms of having that community of people around you. So
100%.
Always, the energy is always so fantastic. It's high level energy, and it's connecting, and especially this year's theme is about connecting and how important those networks are.
Yeah.
For all of us, I don't care how quiet or introvert or whatever you are, mm-hmm. we all need networks in one way or the other to help us. To help us just expand on what we're trying to do or achieve some goals, or just to have other thoughts, other
than our own monkey brain
experiences than our own. Yeah, exactly.
And we just, and so Sue Johnston, who was sat across the desk last week during one of our planning meetings, made a really valid point. And Hazel just made an excellent point as well. So we have a very, I like to think, and our feedback has been such that we have a very positive, welcoming energy, that we intentionally don't, it can sound so bad, we don't behave in a way that's a typical conference. And we do that intentionally because we want you to feel comfortable and welcoming and know that, you know, that whole no stupid questions situation and making connections. But we also recognize that there are people, and you just made a really valid point, that might find that overwhelming. And so know that the energy that we have at the event is not frenetic. It's not chaotic. It's just fun and welcoming and a little bit disruptive. There's pieces of crazy. But we are setting aside an area for people who need some quiet to recharge. So it's a no cell phone area. It's a quiet zone within our little cafe area that will be signed clearly that if you're there to have a private phone call, you need to hit the bricks and go down the mezzanine somewhere. And so, you know, if you're listening to this and you thought, I can't handle that kind of big crowd, which we don't have, we intentionally keep small.
And that's a good point in itself. It's we keep it small intentionally. We keep it small so that we can have much more intimate and interactive conversation.
And I think different collisions. I think when you're at a huge event of 400 to 500 people, that in and of itself can become overwhelming. How do I navigate 400 people? So it can either catapult you into a frenetic amount of networking because you don't want to lose the opportunity to meet like 60 billion people, or it can become a paralytic and you hang back the entire event because you don't know how to
And you miss out.
Yeah. And you miss out. And we, anybody in a Spark the Change volunteer t-shirt, you have a question, you want to meet somebody, hey, could you introduce me to so-and-so? That's what we're there for, you know? And I mean, unless you see my feet on fire, like, which has happened, grab us. We love to connect. We love to, and we're not shy. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, but we're not shy.
Well, some of us less than others.
Throwing me shade on the Spark TO. Shade, I tell you. So we take into an account all types of learning styles, all types of personalities. We try to be as inclusive and convergent as possible. That's all I can tell you. We're just freaking fun.
We are.
We are fun. Between nitrogen ice cream and drawing on the walls and playing weird music and whatever, dancing. Dancing happens. We're just fun. And if you get one, I mean, I don't have enough fingers and toes for the number of aha moments that I've had and remember and forget. And bring your notebook, bring a good pen. Don't be afraid to take pictures. Don't be afraid to record if you want to, like however you learn best, make the most of the event. And when you need to recharge, know that we've got your back.
Yeah. So I'd also add to that, Elizabeth, that, and again, coming back to, because we're a small conference, the speakers are there. The speakers are going to be there for the most part for the full 2 days. So take the opportunity to expand the conversations after the speakers been up there and to, you know, to connect with them.
100%. And they are so generous. We had Peter Aceto from Tangerine Bank 2 years ago. Bit of a highfalutin, you'd think. And the misconception around that, he was one of the most, and we've been incredibly lucky to have, very high profile, but very generous and very giving speakers. I remember at last year, Mark
Bowden.
Thank you. Incredibly energetic and giving speaker, and he actually had to go, like he lived in the city, came and gave us, and the poor man could not leave. I mean, and the lineup to talk to him and the group, and he was incredibly gracious and just kept going.
So take advantage of the fact that they're there when they're not up doing doing their talk and talking to us, speaking to us, they're there being an attendee. So just, have that conversation, and, we'll have the volunteers, as Elizabeth said, they'll be milling around and helping you to engage in those conversations.
And if you're shy about approaching them, ask us, we'll do the introduction.
Yeah. We really want you to get the most out of the conference and to, have those questions and to continue those conversations and to continue them outside of Spark, and not just continue the conversations, but to take away those nuggets, whatever those nuggets are that are relevant for you, to take them away and to try things out and let us know. That's what I'd like to stress as well, is that let us know what you try.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you get that survey link, fill out the survey because we want to know. We want to know how we did for you. We want to know if we gave you that unique experience. We want to make sure that you were happy with the food and the presentation and the layout. And the development of Spark the Change Toronto has been a very iterative process. And it's been co-designed by your experiences and your feedback and any attendees. We have feedback walls all over the place. We have all kinds of tools because it's for you. It's why we do what we do. We absolutely get a charge out of it. Don't get me wrong, because we all have made incredible connections and had moments, but we get the charge out of you seeing somebody having an aha moment or getting that piece of feedback that says, I've never been to an event like this. Absolutely loved it. And have all of this. Are we doing the Spark Award this year? What are we doing? We're doing something with that.
Yeah, we will.
We'll wrap up on that note.
We will do something with the Spark Award where we want to, as I said, we want to know about the learnings you take away and what you apply to your own company or organization. And you can have the opportunity to either, you know, if you can come back and tell us what that is at the next Spark, then that's exactly. So, you know, that's exactly what we want. We want to be able to promote emergent speakers. We want to hear about.
Stuart Oakley.
We want to hear about what you learned at a Spark and come back and tell us and tell the audience about what you did and where the successes or the failures were and
absolutely. Share. And failure is just as important as success. And I strongly encourage you to share the failures as well, because that gives people the courage to try. And it gives them the courage to know that failure is okay. And that taking one of these nuggets, taking whatever, just trying to move the needle a little bit, at least you tried. You know,
exactly.
At least you tried. And people are remembered for failure in a positive way. Who was it? Jürgen Apollo was talking about that as well. You know, experimenting and failing and trying again. And that's what we're all about.
We are indeed. So,
we are. So I'll do one last share just because I love it and I'm going to share it anyway. And you won't be there, which kind of sucks. But anyway, yeah. So I haven't mentioned it on the other ones, but I run a women in entrepreneurship group called Ballsy Women in Business. And I started Ballsy Women in Business in sort of the same way Spark did. I got no disrespect to any of the other groups in the area. I got tired of going to women-focused groups that talked about wine tastings and having cups of tea. So I started my group. And then in short order, I knew Hazel belonged to the Women in Tech peer-to-peer through Silicon Halton. And so we are partnered in promoting each other and what have you. Just had an amazing Women in Tech last night with Karen Grant from the Angel One Investor Network. And if you're in the area and you're listening and you wanted to come out and see what the peer-to-peer is all about, it's another way of growing your network. And it's happening on June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. 7 to 9:30, sorry. Hazel will be out gallivanting internationally, so she won't be there. But I will. And, ooh, so the topic is getting in the groove to embrace diversity and equality.
Yep, so it's all about innovation.
Again! So check out the SiliconHalton.com site and the Women in Tech peer-to-peer if you are interested in learning more about that. And equally important is visiting sparkthechange.ca and checking out what we're all about, checking out for registration, which I think the price just went up a little bit.
But it's still low.
It's still very low in comparison, which makes my little heart go every year.
2 days conference folk.
2 day conference folk and amazing food. And this year we have a barista. It's very fancy. So you'll have fancy coffees. Courtesy of Jason Little, who needs his fancy coffees. And what are we at right now? What are we at right now? Do we have the price up right now? $549.
Yeah.
So $549 for 2 full days. We only have 15 tickets left. So we are 85% sold out, which is incredible. We also have a team rate, so you can check that out. I think it's 5 team members can come for $21.50. That's $2,150, not $21.50. And if there's any other configuration of a team or an individual, you're a not-for-profit something, and you need a little answer, it's info@sparkthechange.com or .ca?
.ca.
.ca. Thank you. I should know. I get all the emails. And get in touch with us, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. There's always a way. And then you can check us out on Twitter, SparkConf, Spark, C-O-N-F-T-O. And where else are we? I think that's all we are. That's a lot.
It's enough. We're out there.
I think so. In more ways than one. So thank you very much, Hazel, for joining me across the desk.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Hazel is our, we didn't even tell them what you do. So we're just very sorry. Little additional one. I know we did it again. The entire team plays a part in choosing the speakers through the submissions that happen. But Hazel is our speaker wrangler. So she is the one that facilitates the communication and the travel arrangements and all those great things that our speakers do. And so when you get a chance, when you come to Spark the Change, you can say hi to Hazel and thank her so much for helping all our speakers have a lovely time. And And that's all.
That's all.
You don't do anything else?
No. Lazy.
Yeah, we're all slackers. Slackers. That's what we are. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see you June 7th and 8th at the Science Center for sparkthechange.ca. Thank you, Hazel.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for listening, and please visit us at sparkthechangetoronto.ca to learn more, or you can follow us on Twitter at @sparkconfto.